The United Nations Security Council today passed a resolution condemning attacks on UN and humanitarian aid workers in armed conflicts around the world. The resolution passed 14-0, with Russia abstaining. Switzerland's UN ambassador, Pascal Bereswiel, introduced the resolution. She says that violence against UN personnel and humanitarian workers is on the rise.
In 2023, more than 250 humanitarian personnel paid the highest price, and hundreds were wounded or deprived of their liberty throughout the world. These figures represent broken futures of myriad families and are shocking.
The resolution refers to all conflicts, but it does come after 7 months of war in Gaza, which has seen an unprecedented number of attacks on UN and humanitarian personnel, according to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. It also comes after more than 2 years of war in Ukraine. U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood called on Israel to do more to protect aid workers in Gaza.
Israel must do more, much more, to prevent the death and harm of aid workers and UN personnel. There must be functioning deconfliction mechanisms that keep humanitarian personnel and convoys safe. We insist that all attacks on humanitarian personnel in Gaza, regardless of whether against local or international staff, be investigated thoroughly. And there must be full and public accountability.
Russia, which is currently into its third year of an invasion of neighboring Ukraine, disagreed with some of the language in the resolution. Anna Evstigneva is Russia's UN ambassador.
We do regret the fact that, due to pressure from a number of Western delegations, a number of remarks were left on the margins, remarks related to holding to account perpetrators of violations of IHL in connection with a certain international court and tribunal, proposed parameters for ensuring humanitarian access, as well as the hackneyed gender language.
The resolution asks UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres to make recommendations within 6 months on measures to prevent attacks, ensure accountability, and enhance protection of humanitarian and UN staff, and to issue an annual report on the status of those recommendations.